Yes, that president got very sick on that trip. Well, yesterday, President Trump tweeted that the accused terrorist who killed 8 people in New York should get death penalty, all caps. And after Saifullah Saipov was charged and read his rights in a federal court, the president was asked if he should go to Guantanamo Bay Prison in Cuba instead.
Are you considering that now, sir?
I would certainly consider that.
Are you?
Send him to Gitmo. I would certainly consider that, yes.
Josh Blackman is a constitutional law professor at South Texas College of Law in Houston. He joins us by Skype. Josh, the president calling for the death penalty, what's the impact there?
So as a general matter, it's a bad idea when people on the chain of command of a prosecution, such as the president, influence the proceedings by saying, here's what should happen. Generally, that's a decision that's made through a very formal process. And in no sense has that process been completed. In fact, the guy was only charged yesterday.
Well, can his legal team say that he can't get a fair trial because the president of the United States says he should get the death penalty?
They're going to try. In the military, there's a concept known as unlawful command influence. And this is when a commanding officer prejudices the outcome of a proceeding. This is especially a risky concern in the military because the judge is a member of the military and the juror is a member of the military. So there's a risk when everyone's on the same team. What I suspect the Trump administration will argue is that this doctrine of unlawful command influence doesn't apply in the civilian context. We have independent judges, and during the selection of the jury, you make sure people haven't heard any statements that could prejudice them.
Well, in fact, even in the military, it might not always work. The lawyers for Bo Bergdahl, who deserted his base in Afghanistan, argued that then-candidate Trump's comments that Bergdahl was a traitor would make any trial for him unfair. They were unsuccessful in that. But you've also told us that you have another concern about this case in New York having to do with the prosecutor's office.
Right. A few months ago, President Trump fired the U.S. attorneys who were responsible for prosecuting crimes across the country. And one of the more famous people he fired was Preet Bharara, who was the United States attorney for the Southern District of New York. And as far as I know, Trump is personally interviewing people to fill that position. So now, whoever gets picked for this position will probably ask, what's your position on this terrorist attack? Will you seek the death penalty? So it creates an even another influence on this case because the vacancy is still apparent.
Yeah. Look, the president also said he'd consider Gitmo for speedier action against the accused. But then he tweeted today, would love to send the NYC terrorist to Guantanamo, but statistically that process takes much longer than going through the federal system. And we had a reminder of that yesterday. A judge at Guantanamo fined a chief defense counsel, this is a general, $1,000, and sentenced him to 21 days in confinement. Because this chief defense counsel, a general, wouldn't rescind the dismissal of 3 civilian lawyers in a case there. And those lawyers had wanted to quit over ethical questions they had about the trial, and instead he dismissed them. It sounds like kind of a mess there.
It truly is. If you think that sending someone to Guantanamo Bay will create speedy justice, you're wrong. There have been people who've been held there for over 15 years. So I think in all respects, trying the terrorist in New York in the federal court system, domestic courts, would be far more speedy than sending him down to Guantanamo.
What about the president's comments about the U.S. justice system, supposedly, you know, held up as one of the best in the world? Let's listen.
We need quick justice and we need strong justice, much quicker and much stronger than we have right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock.
You know, aside from, you know, that being a comment on the U.S. justice system, does that ever play into the hands of a defense attorney?
Well, I think the president's comments here are really unfortunate. We have in the United States the greatest justice system in the world, and I will take slow and deliberate over speedy and irregular any time. The president has free speech rights like anyone else, so he can say what he wishes. But I do think they have very negative impacts when presidents do these sorts of things. But more broadly, you can bet the defense team is writing down every one of President Trump's tweets. The latest innovation in litigation is tweets. We just look what the president tweets, and that makes the proceeding unfair. I don't know if these last statements will hurt the prosecution here, but I do think they have broader implications for the separation of powers.
Will be quite something if an attorney gets up in an American courtroom and says this trial should be struck because the president of the United States himself said it's a joke and a laughingstock. Josh Blackman, constitutional law professor at South Texas College of Law in Houston. Thank you.
Thank you so much.